23 of March 2020, Father's Message Part 14. First, Father's words. No one has yet understood the infinite desire of my divine paternal heart to be known, loved and honored by all men, the just and the sinful. Nobody can imagine my joy I have when I'm alone with one soul. These are the three gifts that I wish to receive in homage for man, so that I may always be merciful and good even toward the most hardened sinners. What have I not done for my people from Adam to Joseph, the adoptive father of Jesus, and from the time of Joseph up to the present day, so that man should give me the special honor due to me as his father, creator and savior. However, I have not yet received the special veneration which I have so much hope for and which I desire so much. So much for the Father's words. Today we look deeply into our Father's intention, why he entrusted this message to Mata Eugenia. Obviously, some things have not yet been fulfilled in humanity as a whole, but also in the Church. When we look at the meaning of our human existence, it becomes clear to us. The meaning is to glorify God and to serve Him. To glorify God, it is necessary to recognize Him. It is certainly true that Jesus made the Father known to us as He is. It was His greatest desire to reveal the Father, and again He pointed this out and testified to it with His life and death. Everything that Jesus said and did, the Holy Spirit makes present to us in the life of the Church and in our hearts. But we need to understand the revelation entrusted to us even more deeply and comprehensively. To this end, private revelations, such as those we are contemplating with the Father's message in these weeks, serve this purpose. With the words of the Father, it becomes clear that we can recognize God even better. Our knowledge of God is not complete when we believe and internalize what the Church and the Holy Scriptures teach us. Peace work is still our cognition. It is like with love. When it has taken hold of us and we have opened ourselves to it, this process is not closed forever, but is open for growth. And so it is with the knowledge of our Father. He wants to let us understand His innermost being better, as far as we can do this in our life on earth. This is why He speaks today of the desires of His heart. These are entrusted to His friends, because they are the ones who listen to Him and take up His wishes. So we could get to know our Father better. What moves Him? What does He think? How does He love? What hurts Him? What disrespects Him? We hear the reason why our Father wants to be recognized, honored, and loved. It is not for selfish motives, but so that He can be merciful to the greatest sinners. Do we not hear at this point the true way to peace, far beyond all human efforts? To know God is life. And whoever has received this is guided by God's Spirit and his life is transformed. Even though we may often fail because of our weakness, God will lift us up and we continue on the way. We should always remain aware that the Lord wants to save all people. This is the essential desire of his heart. No one should be lost. So God wants us to recognize him as he really is. This is what the very tender words in this message want to do. The goodness of our Father will purify all hardness from our heart. The desire of God to be merciful towards all should make us grow the wings of angels to proclaim the message of salvation. It will sometimes seem to us as if we have heard all this countless times before. That may be so. But has it penetrated so deeply into our hearts that the love of the Father has overwhelmed us? Do we already live in an intimate and familiar way with our Father? Can we speak directly to his heart and he to ours? Obviously, the Father speaks of a devotion which is not yet sufficiently shown to him, so that all the grace which he has prepared for us cannot yet be fully communicated. So we should get to know him better. Let us enter into the conversation with our Father even more. Service to our neighbor, to the poor, as important as it is, and should never be neglected, does not simply replace the immediate love relationship with our Father. It is important, this relationship in its own, and requires our own care and prayer, meditation on the Word of God, participation in the divine service, in receiving the sacraments, in working on our heart. All this is for us very important, especially in the times of the corona plague. To open oneself to the love of our Father and to seek it. It is precisely that trust which can grow out of such a loving relationship with our Heavenly Father that will not only guide us through the current pandemic, but also help to support others. One cannot overcome such a crisis simply with psychological and optimistic attitudes. It will be truly overcome and even fruitful if we go through it at the hand of God. My great concern is that we pray for the conversion of people, because this is the essential point. As Cardinal Burke once so aptly said, as I recall, people need religious conversion. They must live as God has intended for them. That is what it is all about.
The offertory, a part of Psalm 25, says, O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame.
Ate Domine.